Entertainment News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus's Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. These allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. A death investigation is underway after a woman's body was found last night in the Dollar General parking lot in Highland Home. Right now, officials have not identified the woman or released a cause of death. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with the new notification law. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The feedlot in Pike Road.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
We don't exactly have normal, but we do have Dave and Barron. Jack will be back mañana.
We think.
And if not, there'll be more Dave and Barron tomorrow.
And we'll be here.
And we'll be here regardless, no matter what. Our number, if you want to get in on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. 272-9228 will land you squarely on the radio. T-Boone Pickens, dead as a wedge. Remember when he was going to revolutionize the world with natural gas and do natural gas cars and trucks and all that? You got to be happy the guy tried.
Old Boone T.
You know who the happiest person in America is right now? The chancellor at Oklahoma State University. Because T. Boone Pickens died.
$500 million.
Yep.
Half a billion dollars. I mean, that's like more than the entire town of Stillwater is worth, right?
It's more than the whole state of Oklahoma's worth.
Correct.
You could buy Oklahoma for $499 million.
I mean, they gave it away. Think about it.
Yeah, they did. It was so terrible.
Yeah.
You guys don't realize how bad the land was between the Mississippi River and the Colorado, like the Colorado River. Right. It was awful. I mean,
they literally gave it away.
They literally said, if you guys can come here and try to make something grow, we'll just give it to you. We'll just give you, I mean, not like an acre. We're talking, we'll give you square miles worth of land. Yeah. If you'll just try to get something to grow out here.
Yeah.
Now, there'll be hostile Indians trying to kill you. The grass was so thick and it would wave that people would get lost in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that, do you know one of the coolest things you can do? It's actually probably the coolest thing on the internet, if I had to. If you look up Santa Fe Trail ruts or Bozeman Trail ruts or mm-hmm. even Oregon Trail ruts, the Oregon Trail ruts are not as pronounced as the other two. But if you look up the ruts still there. That's how bad the land is. That's mm-hmm. how terrible things are. Nothing grows there unless you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Except grass. No trees, no nothing. It's awful.
No nothing.
Terrible. You can still see the wheel ruts running through the countryside. And you know why they haven't been built over? Because nothing works there. Nothing. The whole state of Oklahoma sucks. If you're from Oklahoma, you don't suck.
I mean, you might.
You might, but if you listen to this program, you probably don't.
That's a good point.
But T-Bone Pickens, dead as a wedge. Publix, the latest to jump on the bandwagon, asking people, please don't openly carry guns into my store, please. Could you please not openly carry guns into my store?
But can I vape?
Can you please not vape your marijuana cigarettes in front of my bacon?
What about my cheesecake flavored tobacco?
Can you please don't blow clouds of your cheesecake flavored tobacco pods into my bacon, please? I like Publix. It's okay. It's a cut above your normal grocery store. Your normal rundown stores. You got your Walmart, yeah. Winn-Dixie, Kroger. I mean, not run down, but just normal.
No, your rundown of normal stores.
Yeah, just average stores, right?
Well, we don't have K. Roger over here in Alabama, do we?
No, we don't, but we do have it in Auburn.
Oh. I didn't know that they had any in Alabama.
Yeah, they have one in Auburn. I think it's peripheral to the Atlanta market.
I was, like, so used to Kroger that, like,
in Atlanta?
That I would always
go
to Kroger.
You know where Kroger's based out of?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah. And Giant Eagle's based out of Pittsburgh, and Cleveland is like the battleground.
Mighty Eagle?
Between Giant Eagle and Kroger.
Interesting.
Cleveland is. Cleveland's like the battleground.
Cleveland.
Really, it's Akron. It's really Akron. It's like the huge battleground between those
but
two.
But now,
Pittsburgh.
I go to Publix more. And so you get used to the layout of stores is all I'm saying.
I know. I love Publix.
You ever go in the Publix, but it's backwards from your normal one?
Can't stand it.
Throws your whole life
off.
With
the milk's on the right?
Yeah, you're like, what's going on here? Where am I?
It's like Bizarro World of Superman. Everything's backwards.
Like, what is going on here?
You're throwing fire trucks into the fire to try to put it out?
For real.
So anyway, don't open carry into Publix. And if... I don't know. What are they going to do? Tell you to leave?
Hey, sir, with the machine gun, will you please not carry your machine gun in my store? How about my machine gun says I can carry it wherever I want?
You know, Florida doesn't allow open carry of firearms.
Really?
Yeah. Because the end of this piece says that Florida does not allow open carry of firearms, but Alabama does.
Seems like the most Florida thing.
Yeah, you would think so. Who's this? You're on there.
This is Charles.
Charles.
I may be dumb as a box of rocks.
I'm not going to dispute that until I hear what you have to say.
All right. But how does telling people, law-abiding citizens, not to openly carry in your establishment... Is there something that's happened that I don't know?
Yes, it's called virtue signaling. No, it's called virtue signaling. Here's the deal. Liberals go crazy and do things like boycott and all that kind of stuff. So they put pressure on corporations to comply with liberal wishes. Conservatives just go about their life and think, well, it's a store's right and responsibility. If they don't want us to openly carry, let's just comply because they're a private industry and we should respect their wishes. And so liberals will always get what they want. And so corporations have learned... You can't virtue signal to conservatives. You can only virtue signal to liberals. And virtue signaling means you're not actually doing something that matters. You're signaling to the world how virtuous you are.
Oh, it isn't going to miraculously stop criminals like it did with making drugs illegal, you know, and everybody quit doing drugs.
I don't know anyone who does drugs, sir.
Yeah, it's such ignorance. It amazes me that these people are CEOs and stuff like that.
I'll say this. How many times have you been in Publix? 1,000?
I don't know, 100?
I've never seen someone open carrying a Polar's. This is a solution in search of a problem. I have never in my life, not one time, seen someone open carrying in a Publix. Never once.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone open carrying Walmart.
Walmart doing it now where they don't want you openly carrying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Caller, do you open carry?
No, I can still carry. I think it's ignorant to open carry.
That's the thing, is that, like, I think that open carrying is basically, it's a type of virtue signaling. It's like, look at me, I have a gun.
Right.
So both sides are terrible here.
Yeah. Good call. We appreciate it. Our number 272922. I have one redheaded savage who I absolutely adore. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
Okay.
Would you like to speak on the radio?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was trying to get off my speakerphone and missed it.
Thank God. See, that's why I love Redheaded Savage so much. She understands how radio works.
I know. You know, and Dave just touched on what I was going to say. I can still carry everywhere I go. I'm a veteran. What does it matter if you can open carry or not? And to me, and I'm not trying to start an issue with open carry people, but is it your ego that you have to open carry? Because if I'm going to come in and shoot somebody, you're going to be first.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to plow everybody down, I'm going to get the person with the holster that's showing off their gun first because they're a threat to me. So as long as you can carry, who cares? I personally don't like open carry.
I agree. Not a fan.
I mean, as long as you can carry, fine, because that's what you need to do. You don't need to scare people who are afraid of guns. I mean, I think it's a respect issue for other people that are afraid of them. I had a 90-year-old man come in my coffee shop one time, open carrying, and I will tell you, I was scared. So it frightened me.
I don't want a 90-year-old man in control of anything that could harm other people.
Exactly.
That's why I'm not big on Viagra. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys have a great day.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Our number 272928. Oh man, I hung up on the other guy. I meant to hang up on Redheaded Savage. I hung up on him. Call back, whoever you were. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bo Holt.
Bo Holt. Bowling Hall Holt the Fourth.
The Fourth.
The king of the Holt estate. He dead. Joineth this program.
That would be me.
What's up, man?
I was just gonna say, in response to that lady that just called, yeah, I mean, I'm not a big open carry person myself. You know, like to conceal carry, but you have to be 21 to conceal carry, right?
I have no
idea.
In
Alabama?
D. Baron? He's screening another call.
Yeah, you do have to be 21 years old, yeah. Because you have to be 21 years old to have a pistol.
Ah.
You have to be 21 to have a pistol?
Yeah. 18 for a long gun.
Okay, because I was going to say where it could come into play would be if you're not old enough to conceal carry, but you're old enough to have a, you know...
Yeah, I think it's 21 to have a pistol. 21 to buy a pistol. I don't know. I've not ever had a pistol before I was 21.
No.
I got a Glock 23 when I turned 21. I still got it. No, I don't. I sold it at a gun show for cash.
Right.
Mr. Police Officer. Mr. Coming to take my guns in the middle of the night.
Well, don't sell them. Collect them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I was going to say. I was just, you know, trying to bounce around in my head why it would be beneficial for some people to need to open carry if the law prohibited them from concealed carrying.
I got you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Y'all take care.
Appreciate it. 272922. I screened these calls. Don't know who they are. I didn't write them down. So here we go. Who's this?
Jackson.
Jackson, you're on the air.
I have a question about this vaping thing. Is it something that's going to have to be voted on to ban?
I don't believe so. I think the FDA could ban it just with a stroke of a pen. There would be a time period. There'd be a comment period. It'd have to go through the CFR, but I don't think they would have to. I think they could ban it. They're talking about banning menthol cigarettes too, which
I've been
all in
that forever. I need my fiberglass, baby.
Yeah, I think they should ban menthols. Have you ever smoked a Kool? Yeah,
I grew up smoking Newport.
Yeah. Oh, my friend, you're tragic. I can't even believe I let you on the air. Sorry. So I've got to apologize to my audience now. Thank you, Jackson. Just grew up smoking Newports.
Newports.
Give me a box of Potes.
And Ports.
Give me a box of Potes, would you? Who's this?
It's Randy.
Hey, Randy.
In the state of Georgia, you have to have a permit to carry open carry.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Just backwards of Alabama. But the legislature, a couple, two or three years back, passed a law that you can get your pistol permit at 18, but you cannot purchase a gun until you're 21.
Okay.
So you can legally give your
18-year-old son a gun to he didn't have a permit and carry it concealed. That's a stupid law.
Yeah, that's kind of a dumb law.
But that's what the state of Alabama did a few years ago.
Alabama? I like how you said that, young man. I appreciate that. I'm going to start calling it Alabama myself. Thank you so much. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Alabama. We're coming live from the capital city of Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. Where we carry openly. Don't you carry openly in this business, in this building. You'll get shot and killed. That's a warning. We'll be back. 17 after.
Most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Minutes after 11 o'clock, Cornerstone Managing General Agency working around the clock to make sure you have the best employee benefits package available. They'll open carry that employee benefits package right over to you. They'll carry it right on their hip and they'll say, here's your new employee benefits package. Look at all the additional coverage you get for no additional money. Or look at all the additional coverage you get and look at the savings. I mean, it's amazing what Cornerstone Managing General Agency can pull off for people. You talk about quality, talented staff. You talk about good people involved. I have looked at the board of Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Every single person on the board is like a community leader, a community business leader, so, you know, names people recognize. I look down the list of all their employees, every single one, even down to the staff folks. They're people you know, people you trust, people that have great reputations, people who are honest, people who try to work hard and do the right thing, that would never do somebody wrong. Never, never, never do somebody wrong. That's the type of organization you're working with. And if you want Cornerstone Managing General Agency to come out to your business and try to save you money on your employee benefits package, give them a call, 356-1502, 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com, cornerstonemga.com. Bear, my business is too small. Bubkus, call them, 356-1502. Bear, they could never work on mine. I got 10,000 employees. Bubkus, call them. 356-1502. Love Cornerstone MGA. Very, very happy to have him on with us here. It's Charles.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
No, all I was finishing up saying is, you know, it's just like
you know, drugs are illegal, but it don't stop people from doing drugs.
That's true.
You know, my thing with Walmart and them, when you tell law-abiding citizens, hey, we don't want you openly carrying it in our store, which I could give a, you know, crap less about that. We've talked about it before. I think you should carry concealed. That's just my opinion. But, you know, how do these people become CEOs and presidents and everything else of these companies but have that mentality that they think that's miraculously going to stop psychopaths from coming in their establishment and shooting and killing people?
That's not what they think. They think that, so in probably, what, 80% of families, who goes to Publix?
Women. The wife. Maybe 90.
And who gets uncomfortable around, you know, open carry people?
I don't think it's that she gets uncomfortable around open carry people. I think it's that women are far more likely to buy into this virtue signaling. It's not that she gets on, because no one's ever actually seen anyone open carry in Publix. If they have, I challenge you, you probably saw an apparition.
Right.
I've never seen it. I've been to Publix 1,000 times. They got the best price on dark chocolate. I've been to Publix. I've been there a million times. They've got good products. I love Publix. I'm not knocking Publix. I don't know if they advertise on any of these stations or not. But I'm seriously not knocking Publix. But this is total, unadulterated, crappy virtue signaling. That's all it is. Look at us. We're banning guns. You can come. Because they know conservatives are still going to go to Publix.
But also, Walmart and Kroger already did it.
Yeah.
So Publix has to be like, hey, guys, we're doing it too.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the Wild West over here, ladies.
Right.
Come on over.
Which, in the Wild West, you also couldn't open carry. So.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing.
Kind of a misnomer, yeah. You know.
Hey, appreciate the call, Charles. Oh, Chuck checking in. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Wayne.
Wayne. I needed more Wayne in my life.
There you go. Everybody does. Hey, I'd have to refer back to the lady that called. If you call us back, I'm not sure what the mentality of an open carry person is. And in my world, I can still carry. And to me, the number one rule of self-defense is if you are going to accost me, you shouldn't know that I'm armed until you hear the report of the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think that it does you a lot of good to, like she said, openly carry, because, you know, if I'm that maniac and I see you, you are the first one I'm going to take out, because you do pose a threat to me. So I have to kind of ask the same question: what's the mentality of the open carry person? Is it better for them for self-defense? I'm not sure.
Sometimes it's ease. You know, if you're wearing a tight pair of jeans or whatever, sometimes it's easier just to throw it on your hip. I myself don't open carry. But if you, I have carried on my hip with a jacket on it or something, and sometimes the jacket will move and people can catch a glimpse of it. I've done that.
The only time I open carry is when I put my judge in a holster on my chest, and I'm riding the tractor and shooting rats as they run out while I'm bush hogging.
Hey, you have a 410 pistol. Have you seen the Mossberg pistol?
I have not.
Go buy it now before they outlaw it, because it will be outlawed soon. This thing, I think it's only like $400 or $500. Not a bad deal. It is a 12-gauge pistol. It has a strap you have to hold on to, or it will like totally destroy you. It looks awesome. Wow. The liberals hate it. There is no practical purpose. Therefore, I want two.
How many does it hold?
I think three.
Man, what a kickback that thing would have.
Oh, I know. Go buy it. They got it at Walter Craig, I know. Oh, they did.
You may have talked me into it.
Yeah.
You may have talked me into it.
It's awesome, man. Look it up on Google. It's really a cool thing. It will be outlawed soon.
And don't you think the judge is just almost unbeatable for personal protection?
I don't know.
You don't have to be accurate.
That's a lot of gun.
Pointed in their direction and pull the trigger.
I mean, yeah, but
shooting a shotgun.
Is it practical to carry around?
They are a little on the heavy side, no doubt.
I mean, my gun fits in my front pocket every day, and no one knows it's there, ever.
Same here, Ben.
All right, brother.
I bet very similarly.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Where do you carry your gun? No, yeah. Chris?
Hey, how are y'all?
Great.
I shouldn't have said that. That's like the first faux pas of talk radio, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
People are.
Yeah. You'll notice sometimes I just blank face them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you've been asked that about 40 times already, so you should know, right?
I can assure you I'm fine. Just go ahead.
Well, real quick, I was just saying, you know, we're seeing a lot of movement now for the banned guns, red laws, and all these red flag laws and all this stuff. But I just find it kind of interesting that a lot of it is coming out of Republicans' mouth.
Globalists and corporatists. That's what you're seeing.
Yeah. And here's a time where government's gotten so dangerous. We know how crazed it is and all the deep state stuff. And here we are. Here's the push. Get rid of the guns and then take them from you. I mean, without any type of due process, that's the scariest part to say about it. I mean, we can talk about open carry in public, but the fact they're, you know, red flag laws gives you no due process. They'll come and pick your guns up and then say, well, good luck. Come get them later.
Yeah,
but like you said, you have Republicans backing this kind of stuff. I just don't understand what's going on here. Maybe you know the NRA has maybe lost its grip, or since they've been named a terrorist organization in San Francisco, maybe we can the Republicans are falling in line with them. I don't know.
Well, we sure appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for checking in with us.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Likewise, Chris. Chris visits my kind of news sites.
Yeah?
Yeah, he finds the wild, weird
Chris
stuff.
A friend of the show.
Oh, absolutely. Josh.
Hey, Baron. How are we guys doing today?
How are you doing, good sir?
Oh, I'm great. That was just rhetoric. I was going to say, down here on the coast, there's been an article from the Destin Log, the Walton Sun. Originally came from the Northwest Florida News Daily. And their headline and topic is public is not, you know, no longer allowing brandishing of weapons inside their stores. And correct me if I'm wrong, the definition of branding a weapon is kind of, you know, holding it up, using it in anger and fighting, waving around.
Yeah.
Brandishing is an actual crime.
Is a wave or flourish of something, especially a weapon, in a threatening or dangerous way or in anger or excitement.
Exactly, and that was my concern. I'm like, hey, I don't think any business wants anybody coming, you know, willy-nilly shaking a gun around or a bat or a knife or anything else, but they just kind of went with it and copied and pasted the headlines and ran off with through several different publications, and just ridiculous how the media scare is.
I appreciate it, Josh. Thank you. Yeah, I think what we've covered here is that the media sucks. Media sucks. Jason.
We're all crazy white racists, so if we have a gun, we're brandishing it.
Well, duh.
Well, Jason, stop being a crazy white racist, and then you won't have to brandish your firearm.
Now, open carry to me is really, really ridiculous. I've thought that for years. It's just not a good idea. I mean, how many times, everybody's seen the McDonald's video where the guy walks in, the guy's got an open carry on the side, and the kid just walks up behind him and grabs it off of him.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
I mean, yeah. But no, I still carry a 45. I don't...
Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
I like to have some stopping power.
Yeah. You don't trust the 40 caliber round or the 9 millimeter?
I like the 40, I really do, but I got a 45 when I was 19. First pistol my dad ever bought me brand new, and I've just been hung up on 45s ever since.
Okay, well, good. Shoot what makes you feel comfortable.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I carry the Desert Eagle.
Everybody needs a 50 cal pistol.
Everybody needs a 50 caliber hand cannon. You know. Why not?
Don't they make the Desert Eagle in a 357?
They do.
Yeah, they do. But yeah. I carry the 50 cal.
But he carries the 50.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a big boy.
Go big or go home.
Yeah,
appreciate your call. Hey, I wouldn't want to get hit with a 357. I wouldn't want to get hit with a BB.
Right.
People are like, oh, you shoot me with a 22. Wrong. Don't shoot me with anything. That's why I have a gun, so I don't get shot. Joe.
Hello.
Hey, this is Bo from Prattville.
Oh, hey, Bo from Prattville.
What's your name?
Hey. I've got a quick question. Does anybody know why when someone goes into a store to rob it, there's a police officer in there, they're the first ones taken out?
Yeah, that's the problem with open carry.
That's exactly right. That's the primary problem with open carry. To me, open carry is a lot like people letting their dogs ride in the back of an open pickup truck. And, you know, it's kind of a macho thing, but I'm going to upset a lot of people
Correct.
When I say that. But still, that's the way it is to me. I think it's a macho thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it actually puts you, when you carry open, it puts you and your family at greater risk.
Yeah, what about the what about the shirt that I have that has an AK-47 on it that says, don't test?
I don't wear those kind of shirts either, and I don't have an NRA sticker in the back of my car, even though I'm an NRA Life member.
Yeah, I don't either,
because
and me too.
I don't want the police officers to feel uncomfortable when they pull me over.
Right.
No. Hey, that's a good call,
Joe.
This is a good call.
Bo.
Excuse me.
Bo from Prep.
Bo, yeah. Were you here yesterday when we did the hearing test? I have the ears
no,
of a 75-year-old man, Bo. So you gotta understand. I don't hear well.
That's all right.
That's because I've been shooting. I've been smoking fools with my toaster. Appreciate it. Thanks. Never leave home without it.
Yeah.
It's like the American Express.
Keep bread so we carry them toasters.
That's right. My roaster toaster. Can you imagine how good hearing was back in like the 1300s?
Yeah, I mean, like, how did you go deaf?
Yeah. I mean, unless your wife just screamed in your ear all day, you will do the dishes! I mean, unless you had that all day, every day, they'd never heard a rifle report. You'd never heard an air horn. You'd never heard a jet engine. Imagine, I think probably could hear, like, ants walking two counties
right?
away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, shh, what's that? Oh, the enemy's coming over that hill that's 9 miles away.
Yeah. Don't you hear them whispering?
Quick, to your positions.
We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. It's a story you don't want to hear. The very hot weather continues. Today's high in the upper 90s, heat index above 100. Rain chances are not zero, but 20% or less. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow's high, upper 90s. Minimal rain chances. Mid to upper 90s on Saturday. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Then as we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, big question marks. We're looking at a tropical system. Will it come over Alabama and bring us beneficial rain, or could it bypass the state altogether? That's a possibility, too. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's just going to be Dave for the rest of the hour. Baron has died. I killed him with my words.
BathInnovations.com. Bath Innovations on the East Boulevard. 271-2723 if you want to get in touch with them. 271-2723. Guys, go by the showroom. Go by the showroom. Or open up the website. If you're on the can. I know you guys are listening on the can. If you guys will just... go by the website. You'll look at what your bathroom can be. Go look at what your bathroom can be. And then ask yourself, why do I keep walking in to this god-awful bathroom day in and day out? Why do I keep walking into this bathroom day in and day out? It's gross looking. It's got chipped and broken little tiles from the 1960s. It's avocado. It's lemon color. Whatever. Whatever your problem is. Didn't have to be that way. Maybe you got a leak. Every time you get out of the shower, the tiles all squished. That's called a broken shower pan. It's because whoever put it in right, the first time didn't put it in right.
They put it in wrong.
Wrong. Call Bath Innovations, 271-2723. Get them out there today. They're going to be quick and easy. They clean up. You'll never know they were there, except that you're going to have a spectacular bathroom. They don't renovate. They innovate. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com. Get by there when you get a chance. A Troy University fraternity has been suspended for hazing. Guys, can we just say stop hazing people? You didn't do fraternity thing.
Nope.
I didn't either. I can't imagine... 17-year-old Baron would have wanted some 21-year-old loser telling me what to do.
Like when we talk offline or whatever, we're always like, we grew up very similar. We were very similar, especially as adolescents. Yeah. Things that wouldn't happen.
No. I have too bad of a, I don't want to say temper, but I have a very short fuse.
For me, it's just contempt for authority.
Yeah, well, I've got a little of that.
Short fuse is fine, but just extreme contempt for authority.
Well, I didn't want the police officers listening to think that.
Well, not them. That's different.
According to a statement from the university, Troy's chapter of Sigma Chi was suspended. Why do they have to have these stupid Greek letters, too?
It's all Greek to me, Baron.
Why don't you just call it Troy's chapter of the drunk guys on this street, the drunk guys on that street, the alleged rapists over here.
Future Bankers of America.
What does that mean?
Future Bankers of America. You know, I'll explain it later.
Oh, I don't know. I'm lost. Troy, you remember the movie Team America, World Police?
Yeah.
And the instead of the Screen Actors Guild, they had the Film Actors Guild.
Right?
Was suspended Monday following reports of alleged hazing. But they didn't say what the hazing was.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You got to tell us
what
they're doing.
I want to know what it is. I mean, you making them sizzle like bacon on the street, or are you, you know?
Making them, you know, play Edward Forty Hands, or guzzle Everclear? Or
are there naked people involved?
Taking them on a snipe hunt? Elephant walk? What's going on?
None of those are hazing. Well, the Everclear might be. Snipe hunt isn't. That's just, stupid to know better.
Well, it's not hazing like in this. It's like...
Yeah, but I mean, I think they're talking about like things that put you in physical jeopardy.
Correct.
Probably involving alcohol.
Snipe hunting can be a team-building exercise.
43 minutes after 11 o'clock. Who's this?
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. It's Florida Man.
Florida Man? Based Florida Man?
How are you, sir?
Doing well, Florida Man. How are you?
I actually like that name better than the given name.
Yeah.
Mr. Amy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but now it's going to be Mr. Man then, huh?
There you go.
Mr. Man. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, I hear you. With this open carrying side, I mean, I get the concept of open carrying, and I look more of it on the rights. You know, even though I think the firearms themselves are going more towards privilege is where we're headed. But what will prevent in the private sector to ban concealed carrying?
Nothing. There's lots of states where concealed carrying is banned. New York's for prime example. You know, there are very, very extreme things you have to do to be able to conceal carry in places like that. Some of them include, like, you have to have a protection from abuse against somebody or a court order or, you know. There's some really, really, really... In Washington, D.C., you can't even carry a gun outside your house.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the course that this state of ours, Alabama, is going.
It's
a logical step.
To say we can't conceal carry?
Well, I mean, let's look at...
I think it's more likely Alabama sews a gun to your hand than it is we ban concealed carry.
Like the whole state, right. Like Kennesaw, Georgia, where you have to have a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It surprised me, you know, the first times I came up here, you know, on the visiting side, you know, family and friends, you know, walking into the gas station, you know, seeing those placards, you know, can't open carry. It was a head-scratcher to me there for a while. I didn't realize that... Alabama was an open carry, but my concern at this point is, you know, if we're connecting the dots, potentially, you know, they're going to go after the concealed carry as well.
Yeah, I don't think in Alabama. I think some of these other states will. I mean, maybe 50 years from now.
Yeah, but right. I mean, like the thing is that, I mean, we always it always comes back to it's not the people that conceal carry legally that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, the folks that conceal carry are not the guys that are shooting up,
not
you
the 16-year-old
garlic festival, or you know, or they're not robbing Subway in broad daylight,
right?
You know,
that guy wasn't lawfully concealed carrying. I promise.
Right.
He was brandishing.
Yes.
Right, but with respect to these Red Baron flag laws out there as well, you know, and I've heard your concept a little bit. With respect to, you know, selling your firearms at a gun show, and that's going to, I don't know if you're serious about that being a loophole, but firearms themselves are registered, aren't they?
No, they're not.
You don't have to register your firearms?
No, you do not.
Really?
No, like the serial number on the gun I carry in my pocket, they know that I bought that new. All the guns I've since sold, you know, every gun I've ever come into possession with, before, other than this gun right here, I've sold at gun shows for cash because I don't carry any guns or keep any guns other than this one in my pocket. If the FBI is listening, No, I think what will happen is when they come to collect all the guns, you just tell them I sold it at a gun show. I used the gun show loophole. I went to the gun show. I had a whole lot of guns. I had some debt, some credit card debt that needed to be paid down. This guy was offering me cash. Sold it for 10 grand right there on the spot. 5 grand, whatever. Right there on the spot. Yeah. And it was a capital loss, so it didn't get reported on taxes.
But it's not a nationwide registration of firearms?
They don't register your firearm. Like, if I sell you a gun, Miami, no one knows that transaction took place. You have a gun. The law says I can't sell it to you if I have reason to believe you can't possess a firearm. So if I know you're a violent felon, if I know you've been denied a permit, I can't then sell you the gun. But if I don't know that and I don't ask, that's not, you know, I don't have to run a background check.
Fair enough, but the burden of responsibility then, me as the buyer, I've got to go back to my state and register that firearm.
That's incorrect.
I don't.
No. That's totally incorrect. And this is why they want to end the gun show loophole. Because then every transaction will be recorded and we know who has your gun.
So because it's only the retail stores then. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have no experience in the gun shows or outside or even buying them personally. So everything coming from the retail stores is really just their policy of registering. You don't have to.
No, they're not registering it. It's not a registry that way. It's a, this gun was sold to this person. Okay, but it's not. But you can turn around and sell that gun tomorrow to somebody else for more or less. It doesn't matter.
And if that gun were used in a crime and that gun were recovered, the breadcrumbs would lead back to me if it's registered.
Yeah, but then you just say I sold that gun. That's not my gun anymore. I haven't had that gun in years.
And hopefully you weren't anywhere near the scene. You know.
Yeah, good alibi would be nice there.
Okay.
Now, if you want to, you could keep a bill of sale and you could get the guy's ID and you could say, I sold it to this guy on this date and here's the serial number and have him sign it and you sign it. And then when they show up, you can say, no, here's the guy you're looking for. And they can go ask him what you do with the gun. But you don't have to. There's no law that says you have to do that. Might be smart, but there's no law that says you have to. I myself sold mine for cash to an unnamed white male who appeared to be about 40 and was wearing a priest collar.
He was 18 to 34 with or without a beard.
Right. Yeah, and a Rod and Clinton hat on. I hear you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for education.
Yeah, thanks. I try. Trump held a 40-minute phone conversation with a bipartisan trio of senators on the topic of guns.
Hmm.
I think they're going to try to do something. So if there's any gun you've had your eye on that you think they might do away with, like, every home should have an AR. They're fun. It's a fun gun.
Yes.
But if you've ever wanted one and don't have one, now might not be a bad time to stop by old Gulf States and pick one up. You know what I mean? If you've ever wanted to stockpile ammunition and don't want to be limited by some you can only buy 10 rounds at a time policy or 25 rounds at a time policy, now might be a good time to go buy some. If you've ever wanted a Mossberg 12-gauge pistol, now might be a good time to go get one.
I should get another Desert Eagle just to have one.
Well, everyone wants Twin Eagles.
Right. I want to do the thing in Face Off where he shoots like this.
Yeah,
for no reason he crosses his arms.
Yeah.
It'd be better to shoot this way.
Yeah, but why wouldn't he?
But it looks cooler when you do it this way.
Yeah. No one knows what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, they do.
Crossed arms, Face Off.
Everybody in the audience saw Face Off. It had Travolta and Nick Cage.
Oh, you said Face Off. I thought you were talking about the leprosy soccer game.
Yeah.
The Face Off. Oh, a hockey game. Yeah. Oh, I screwed that one up. The leprosy hockey game.
I was talking about the cinematic masterpiece performed by the Over Actors Ensemble.
We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in. It's 53 minutes after 11 o'clock. 7 minutes to the top of the hour. My man Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. Have you gotten in with Spencer Mann? Or is your house still a dump? Doesn't have to be. It could be perfect if you just get in touch with Spencer Mann at Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. AuburnHouseWash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. He is absolutely flawless. Absolutely flawless. Comes out. They get the job done. Prompt, professional, uniformed employees. They got a truck dedicated right here to the River Region. So if you're in our listening audience over the air, not the app, but over the air, they will have a truck at your place in Lickety Split. 826-WASH, AuburnHouseWash.com. When you get on AuburnHouseWash.com, you can look around, see some before and after pictures, some examples, things like that. It's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to explain. It's the night and day difference. You think your house is just old and run down. It's mm-hmm. not.
No,
it's just
needs a little bath.
Dirty. It's a proprietary low-pressure wash system, so it doesn't tear up the trim or anything like that. Get by AuburnHouseWash.com and you get a chance. Check them out on Facebook or just call them, 826-WASH. Our number, 272-9228. I mentioned this yesterday. I like to do follow-up stories about the same time. So about 5 minutes before the top of the hour yesterday, I mentioned that Trump is winning the trade war.
Mm-hmm.
Because Beijing had backed off of some tariffs on certain items.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. Beijing now considering reauthorizing imports of U.S. agricultural products mm-hmm. in latest goodwill gesture. Last week, President Trump decided to delay a 5% increase on tariffs on Chinese goods by 2 weeks, supposedly out of respect for Beijing and its celebration of 70 years of Communist Party rule on October 1. And then it came less than a day after China waived 25% tariffs on 16 types of goods to sweeten the deal. Now, the de-escalation continues. Bloomberg reports Beijing is considering whether to permit imports of American agricultural products, including Alabama-grown products like soybeans and pork. Move that would further alleviate trade tensions while bolstering support for trade in the Midwestern farm states that comprise a sizable chunk of his base.
So you're telling me
mm-hmm.
that if you show people that you're gonna do what you say,
yeah, uh-huh.
after like for a long time being like, we should do this,
yeah,
and then you actually do it, that when they realize you're serious, they're gonna back off a lot of times when it's in their interest to back off. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. I think what happened is we're winning the trade war so substantially, China can't feed its people. They need soy. They need pig. You know how much pig China eats?
Oh, Lord.
It's a tremendous percentage of the world's pig production is consumed by Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love pig as much as the next guy.
La puerca.
But, I mean, mix some cow and fish in there.
Right.
God forbid. I mean, even a yard bird every now and then wouldn't kill you. Can't stand yard
bird. You think yard bird's the other white meat?
Yard bird is terrible. What is the other white meat? Pork?
Yeah, that's how they branded it.
Who was the comedian who had the t-shirt he sold? I had it. Who said salmon the other meat?
I thought you were going to go with the Chris Rock. Don't eat red meat. No, don't eat green meat.
That's good, too.
I'll eat a pig if you cook it right.
U.S. surpassed Saudi Arabia and Russia to become the world's top oil exporter. Number one world's largest oil exporter, according to data from the International Energy Agency. Record shale production. Not shell, shale. It's like shell pronounced in Alabama. Shale. Helped U.S. ship nearly 9 million barrels of crude and other oil products a day in June, surpassing Saudi Arabia. And it's only going to get higher from there. It's expected to climb even more. United States of America. Back in 2010... we shipped about 2 million barrels a day. While Saudi Arabia and Russia were shipping around 8,
mm-hmm.
we now ship over 8, and they ship under 8.
Oh.
We've gone up, 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 and it has skyrocketed since Donald J. Trump took over. We were just between like 4 and 5 million. Now we're over 8. Matters who the president is, people. Matters. Matters. Finally, a follow-up from yesterday. More Americans questioning the official 9/11 story as new evidence contradicts official narrative. I'm not going to go into all the conspiracy theories.
It's a fair amount of them.
Yeah. But none of it diminishes the death toll and the loss and the devastation.
God, no.
To see massive 100-story buildings laying down in rubble with people trapped in them.
Did you see the thing that, I guess it was it one night later or two nights later when Debbie threw out the first ball? At the World Series?
It was like a week or two later.
Either way, like...
Yeah, oh, that's huge.
Somebody got throwing a strike.
He's got
a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. You know, that's why they
snipers
did...
Snipers up in the
you
lights.
Know, in 2004, the stage at the RNC convention was meant to replicate him. That's why it was a round stage in the middle with people all around it.
Really?
It was like him out there throwing the strike. It was supposed to conjure up that image. Mm-hmm. Failed miserably.
I'll say the only time that anybody ever realized that is right now when you told us.
Yeah, but that's what it was. I remember hearing him talking about it. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, my man Tom Latham over there doing God's work. I mean God's work because he does a great job day in and day out on that concrete work. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. You know, you guys may not realize it. But it's not just as easy as pouring, you know, this liquid rock that's going to congeal into this hard concrete. It's not just you just pour it out there. You got to have it level. You got to have it polished up just right. You got to have the boundaries defined just so. You got to make it clean. You don't want little concrete drips all over the yard and all out into the street. Man, whether you need curbing or whether you need a